Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. And I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, first of all. And tonight my guest is Maxine Taylor. She is an astrologer and an author. And I'm going to actually read her introduction here. But before I do so, what I want to do is just cover a couple details. For those of you who are listening at this moment, take a look at my blog for any new information. I've been investigating the connection between Israel and China and some nukes that went missing that I'm going to be reporting on pretty soon here, and some unusual banking activity as well. I've got a source that's been giving me fairly detailed reports, simply outlining some of the things that are unusual about what's going on behind the scenes. And I know that won't make a lot of sense to some people. All I can say is that I'm not at liberty to tell you much more about my source than I've already said, which is that he has an extensive background in finance, and he has also been involved in some, let's say, unconventional operations involving gold. So I guess I think I can say that much. So at any rate, that's the background on that. If you want to take it or leave it, really it's up to you, whatever you would like to think about in that regard. And other than that, there have been a lot of updates in this month of December. So if you aren't familiar with my blog or you haven't been reading it, I do suggest you can, you know, read on down through the month. And if you can go to the prior months, you would get even more updated. I do put a lot of communiques and information from secret sources on my blog when I get them. It's really the only way I can get information out in a timely manner. So people that don't read the blog just will probably not get that information unless I speak live about it. So it's really a key place to keep your eye on. Okay. So, Maxine, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Carrie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am fabulous and honored to be back with you. I follow you. I honor the work that you do. Your show is an incredible reflection of your talents and your abilities, and I say brava.
Okay, thank you very much, Maxine. That's lovely.
I mean that.
I realize you do, and you know you're a lovely, a very sincere person, and I do appreciate that. For those listeners who aren't aware, Maxine Taylor was scheduled to be my guest the night that David Wilcock came on the air very unexpectedly per my invitation, simply because he had received a death threat, and that has gone viral around the internet to do with a lawsuit that deals with gold in the Philippines and the Indonesian government. And it's quite complex, but it's available on my website to download and also on David Wilcock's site, where you can get his sort of overview of the whole situation. He is in direct communication with one of the primary people who are filing the lawsuit, whose name is Neil Keenan. They're is the Dragon family is really who he represents in the lawsuit, and the Sukarno, who is was the king of Indonesia, and now it is passed on to his son, I believe, although in the lawsuit it says something about the nephew. From my understanding, there were many wives, many sons, and many nephews. I have some insider information that says that actually it's one of the sons that this relates to. And I'm going to say it here first, and it hasn't been announced anywhere else, but that lawsuit is going to be settled out of court. And those people have been contacted, and apparently they are going to be paid in some form. And that's most likely by the Bushes or the Bush cabal, however you want to look at that. And that is up-to-the-minute information that I have, and I don't believe it's been released anywhere else. It is something that I did predict, however. Okay, so moving on to Maxine. Maxine is a pioneer who has received international fame as CNN's on-the-air astrologer when the cable news network was first launched. She appeared numerous times in media, including appearing on The Larry King Show, and was interviewed in The Wall Street Journal. She is, an ordained minister, an energy healer, an author, teacher, and lecturer. And that's straight off the back of one of your books, Maxine, which is called Now That I've Cast It, What Do I Do With It? And I believe we're going to be discussing, I think, your more recent book, which is called Moving Into the Magic.
Well, we can discuss either one, honey, because Now That I've Cast It, What Do I Do With It? Is a book I wrote in 1975, and it's the question that my astrology students asked, because back, oh gosh, in the 60s when I started studying astrology, we did not have computers to do our charts, and so we had to do them by hand. And I taught that first, and anyone who got through that hurdle of logarithms, et cetera, then said, well, now that I've cast the damn thing, what do I do with it? And so I wrote it then. It sold beautifully, and I've republished it. But where I'm coming from is we are programmed by parents, by society. I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one. And I have taught a workshop, and I'm calling it Move Into the Magic, and that's what my book is about. It's beyond astrology. It's a book designed to help you see your program, to see the story that has run your life, and it's a very simple-to-read book. People read it and enjoy it, but the people who actually do the steps find that their lives are transformed because it opens your eyes. It opens your eyes to what you've been programmed to do by well-meaning parents who were programmed by well-meaning parents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what it does is it allows you to rewrite your story. You start seeing the same patterns over and over and again, Groundhog Day, if you will. And in astrology, we look for patterns in people's charts so that we can predict what's going to be happening to them. And I'm prepared to talk, if you like, Carrie, about where the planets are going to be in 2012 and what I think might be going on. I haven't done that.
Okay.
I haven't done that yet, but I'll do it here on your show. I think it's very appropriate. So the book Move Into the Magic is designed to help you find your mission on this planet. But, Carrie, haven't you found, I know you found this, that some people simply cannot think. They can't think for themselves. They are so hypnotized. And so this book, this little book, cute little book, you've got a copy of it. I sent it to you. My Webster designed the cover. It's precious. It is designed to remove the veil, to lift the scales from our eyes, to show us about what we have created and how we can change it. And once you find your mission in life, there is nothing that can stop you. Now, I know you are involved in doing your mission in life, and I'm involved in doing mine. And every day when you wake up, it's exciting. Because
Absolutely.
Know that you're doing what you came to planet Earth to do. So
yes, it has an incredible power, and it is like rocket fuel, so to speak, that keeps you going. Maxine, I have looked through your books, and I appreciate what you've got here, and I think they are a wonderful and simple, easy guide for people to delve into something that is extremely complex. So on
yes.
the one hand, you've simplified it, but on the other hand, it becomes more complex the more someone begins to use it, I think. And so what I would like it if you would give some of the first keys that you outline in your book, Moving Into the Magic, so that the listeners, even without your book, can start on that path and then pick up your book maybe to continue, because I think that there are some very key concepts in the beginning of the book.
Boy, Carrie, you read my mind. You are absolutely on the same page that I'm on. Yes, I'd be delighted to do that. First of all, what I have now, I have studied astrology since 1966, which is probably before many listeners were born, and I have moved forward into the magic and seen the big picture and am always interested in finding the truth, which is why I'm such a fan of your show. But the book begins for everybody at the same exact place, and here's how it starts. When we incarnate, when we come to planet Earth, one of the prerequisites is that we forget who we really are, whether you go back to extraterrestrial or you go beyond that, which is that we are spirit in material form. And while there are exceptions to every single rule, for the most part, what I found is that when we're born, we are loved, adored, mother, grandma, they just think the world of us, and we do what children do. We play and we have a wonderful time. And we are inseparable from our mother. Now, I know there are people who've been adopted. I understand that. I'm speaking of most people. And even those who were adopted still have a mother. It's an adoptive mother. But that mother, if you're not adopted, you are part of your mother. She carries you for 9 months. Her cells are your cells. Her thoughts, your thoughts. Her fears, your fears. We think like her. And so we need her. We are the only species who is so dependent on our mothers for food. And so we become kind of like one unit. And as we get just a teeny tiny bit older, for little girls it's about 3, and for little boys it's about 6. What happens is we start exploring. We step out. We step away from our mother. And with that, that's when we leave the Garden of Eden, because one day, without meaning to, we do something that upsets our mother big time. A lot of people cannot remember this. Many people can. What we do then is we step forward and we do something independently of her. She either cries, she gets angry, she turns her back on us. But at that point, we buy that we are bad. We've done something wrong because we have hurt our mother. That's our first wounding that people refer to. And from that point on, that's the eviction from the Garden of Eden. That's when we're on our own and we think, oh, my God, what have I done? No, we're just little kids. We didn't do anything wrong. We were playing. But she lost control of us. And from that time on, we made a commitment to her to do what she wanted us to do, to be the way she wanted us to be. And since we think like our mother, that's when the hypnosis kicked in. And, Carrie, you know I'm speaking on different levels. That is when we became hypnotized. And we said, I'll do whatever you want. And we made a silent commitment to our mother. And we followed that commitment, or we rebelled against it. But even if we rebel against it, we're still controlled by it. And so that first commitment binds us to doing what she wants to do. Okay, the rest of our lives, if you look at our political leaders, they have the same message. The worst, what they're giving out when they have political debates, they're putting out not good enough messages. That's what we got from our mother. And every time someone gives us a not good enough message, bam, we are back on a cellular level to that bad message that we got from our mother. This is one of the primary reasons I wrote my book. If you know what that bad message is, you can let it go. You can rewrite it. You can change it. And in my book, I give true stories from 4 of my students who express in great detail the bad message that they received. I have a client who says he cannot remember his bad message. I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the original bad message. Just start talking about the one you got last week from the checkout girl at Publix, or from your boss, or from your wife, or from your mom. And once you start making a commitment to her, Then your next commitment is to your father, and after that it's to your family. And these three primal and primary commitments run us. How do I know it? I've worked with people and their horoscopes for years. I can read people's programming in their birth chart. And, Carrie, you have my astrology book there that talks about the messages that the planets give us. And so as an astrologer, what I do is help people see the hidden messages that program them. And on occasion, an advanced soul is ready to let go of those commitments. When I think of people in public office who are still living the commitments they made to their mommy and their daddy and their family and are calling names and are doing just dastardly things to the planet, it's because they are still hypnotized by those messages. And one of the things that the reasons I wrote this book is for the person who sees the continually repeating pattern of their life. And they say, stop the world. I want off. And this book is designed to show you how to do that. That's part one of the book. Part two takes much less time to do. Part two shows you how to find your passion. And from that, your mission in life. And everybody has a divine mission. Some people know what it is. Very often, people can't even get in touch with their passion because they're so blocked, because they still are committed to mother, father, and family. That original wounding is still running their lives. It still owns them. And these are not just everyday, ordinary people. These are people in very important positions in the world. Now, can you imagine a world where people let go of their prior commitments and rewrote their lives? It would be nirvana. It would be heaven on earth. I'm not saying I can create heaven on earth or help you create heaven on earth, but what I can do is help you see your programming and get rid of it. And when your eyes are open, you are blown away. And I think that my book, Move Into the Magic, goes hand in hand with the kind of work that you do, Carrie, because you're exposing truth. That's what you do. You are about, you're a woman of truth.
Well, and thank you. Yes, absolutely.
It's truth. I mean, I have followed you for years. I have admired your work.
Well, thank you. And Maxine, that was a great beginning overview of your work. Let's move on. We'll be right back after this break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride state flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays, 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Maxine Taylor, author of Moving Into the Magic. Maxine, are you there?
I'm here, Carrie.
Okay, very good. So right before the break, we had gotten into the first few steps of the book, and really, I think it takes up almost the first third of the book, at least.
At least, yes.
And then the next step is discovering the mission, and I wonder if you would talk about that, and then also the very last part, at least in some short overview, because I think that once people grasp where you're going with all of this, I think they will not only be fascinated, but if they do have trouble finding their mission, or if their mission is more complex or more faceted than they understand at this time, I think that your book can be very helpful in that way as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I would be delighted to not only give an overview, but I will tell them how to do it. I'll tell everybody, this is part of my mission, telling the truth. It's that simple. So let's say that the reader has gone through the seven basic commitments, and there are really three of them. The first commitment to your mother, then to your father, and then to your family. And this is then projected out into the world. And if you watch, I mean, to me, the political debates are a perfect example, because that's where people stand up there and make complete fools out of themselves. But they are living their commitments. I know their handlers tell them what to say. I understand that. But if you watch them and watch their lives, you'll see that they have simply, they're simply reliving the commitments that they made to their mother, their father, and their family out there in the world. So I explain in detail how to identify those commitments. It's not hard. It's very simple. And I also explain how to release them, because there's a very gentle, as one of my students said, a deceptively simple technique for letting him go. And once you've done that, you feel really great. You really do. You feel like you've got a tiger by the tail. You are happy. You are fulfilled. And I tell the reader, don't move on to part two. You will know when you're ready for part two in the book, because your life will start falling apart again all around you. You'll feel worse, perhaps, than you did before. And I hope that's not true for a lot of people, but some people do, because they wait too long to do part two. And part two is a two-step section that is so filled with joy. The first part is to find what your passion is, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that. And some of you have heard it, not just from me, but from other sources. So, again, I'm preaching to the choir here. And, Carrie, I'm sure you have already done this on your own also. What I ask my clients is very simple. If money were no object and success were absolutely guaranteed, there's no way you could fail, what would you do for the rest of your life that would make your heart sing and thrill you down to your toes? And this is not, this does not mean laying on a beach drinking a margarita. That is not your passion. Your passion is what gets you up in the morning. Your passion is what thrills you down to your toes. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know what that is. Well, they have simply forgotten it, because as little children, we knew what that passion was. And I give examples of that in my book. There's a wonderful example of a guy who really wanted to open a martial arts studio for young kids to give them confidence, because that's what happened to him. By the way, he didn't do that, because I was not able to work with him and kick him forward across the goal line very gently and very lovingly. But that's your first step. And when you start talking about your passion, you come alive. Your eyes glow. Your face glows. You look younger. You feel younger. There's an excitement about you. Okay, that's step one. And step two is a very simple question. The question is, why? Why would you do that? What will that do for this planet? And, of course, you and I know we're talking galactically now. So what will living your passion do to help the world as we know it? And then I just wait and let them talk. And if you do this alone, and I've just given you the information, you can do this right now during the show, as you start thinking about why you would do it, you'll find that the reason is huge. It's so much bigger than your ego wants you to believe. It's so much larger than anything you ever conceived of consciously, and yet the words pour out of you if you allow them to. And I always say, work with a buddy on this one. And when I'm working with someone and they get their mission, they literally say the words. Sometimes I help them. I would say something like, well, is your mission to help heal the world one musical note at a time? Because a lot of people use music to heal. And when I ask that, very often the client will stop breathing. They'll say, oh, yes, that's it. And the words must be absolutely perfect, and that's why I want the client to use the words, because they will say them, and all I do is play them back, and I watch their body language. They move into the magic. And the magic is that place, that space that we go to that is often called the zero-point field. It is that space beyond time and place. It is where we experience limitless potential. It's just that simple.
I think that I would call that the zone. And that's sort of, I think, been bandied about out there. But it really is true. You lose all sense of time and place when
yes.
you're involved in and immersed in your passion.
Yes.
And that's how you actually, it can be one of the keys to telling you that you found your passion.
Oh, honey, you said it beautifully. In fact, in my book, I say it is that zone you enter. That
yes.
is beyond definition. It's beyond the reach of the conscious mind. It is the space of limitless potential where creation and miracles occur. And you feel ecstasy, joy, and love. And when I describe it with those words cannot even begin to describe what you feel. And if you've ever experienced it, and a lot of people call it having an experience of God. I don't like to use the word God because that evokes images of childhood concepts of God. But when you've experienced it, there is no doubt about it. Now, what I also tell people, once you have found your mission, don't tell anybody. Don't lay it out there, the old pearls before swine thing. And I give a wonderful example of that. In my book, this guy I was working with had just had a serious illness, and I had gone to his house to work with him on a project, and he looked awful. Carrie, he just looked terrible, and I knew if I could just get him to talk about his passion and then his mission, that he would be transformed. But his wife was there, and she was a controller. Well, it just so happened she left for a few minutes to go to the supermarket and run some errands. And that gave me my opportunity. And in just like 10 minutes, I sat there with him. He found his passion. He found his mission. The gray pallor from his face disappeared. He sat upright. He was a young man, but he had been really seriously ill. He was transformed before my eyes. And he was so excited. And his wife came home carrying the groceries. And he said, I just found my mission. And she said, you are recovering from a serious illness. You need to be focusing on that. And like a balloon, when the air is let out of it, this guy just deflated totally, completely. And he was back as a sick old man. And so one of the chapters in my book, and these are very short chapters, you know, 3 pages maximum, I tell you, don't share this with just anybody because they'll take it away from you. The world cannot bear to lose control over us. And so it's real important that you share this only with people who support you. And I think that's common sense, but you know, Carrie, how excited we get when we find out a piece of information. We've got to share it. So,
sure. Well, I think also when I, my experience with this is also just to tell the person to just do it. In other words, to begin to make one step every day in that direction and, you know, keep it. I think you need to shelter it a little bit in the beginning, the way you would, a child or something, a newborn. Right.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really the approach that someone like this person you're describing should use if they're in that kind of circumstance where they have judgmental people around them who are trying to control them in any way.
Yes, and you've nailed it. That's the truth. And when I read somebody's horoscope, when I do their birth chart, I zoom in on the messages that their parents gave them because that starts them thinking. That's the whole point, to start thinking about how we have been programmed, how we have been controlled. And when I do a forecast for someone I mean, the two most common readings, as I'm sure you know, that an astrologer gives are the birth chart and the forecast. When I was on 2 weeks ago when David Wilcock was on, I pulled his chart up, and he had that death threat, and I looked at his chart, and I said, David, don't worry, you're safe, you're protected. And he started talking about the eclipse that we had on December 10th and how he had reacted to that. This is the kind of information that I give in a forecast. But I also talk about what parental messages are being triggered, because those are the deep ones. Those are the ones that we go to massage therapists for, to massage them out of ourselves. Those are the ones that run us, that own us. And just because you read my book and do the book doesn't mean that you're going to be sailing high as a kite forever, because there are times when you will move back into your story. And that's okay, because you'll recognize it as such. See, that's the other thing. You've got to, that's what Whistleblower Network does. You just got to realize what's going on. So when you realize, oh my goodness, it's oops, I've done it again. You're back in your story. Okay? If you know that, then you just stop and say, all right, this feels horrible. Do I want to stay here, or do I want to move back into the magic? And all you have to do is look at a picture that reminds you of your mission, or just look at your mission itself, and the joy and the love will carry you back into that mission. In other words, once you've seen the truth, once you've experienced the truth, you can't not live it. So as you can see, I'm sort of a different kind of astrologer, Carrie.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think that this is wonderful and quite brilliant. And, I really appreciate it. What I'd like to do from here, and I'm not sure where you want to go with this. And I have to say, we have a chat room that's associated with the show, but it comes through our servers. And I don't know what people are experiencing, but I just tried to go there while you were talking to see if people were, you know, having questions, because what I do is I get questions from them, and it says the bandwidth limit is exceeded. So I don't know if that's because of the show or if that's something that's going on with Camelot, just because we've been getting a lot of inundation, or if we're being under attack. And so I apologize for those who are trying to get into the chat room at this time. What I will do is, during the break, I'll try to get hooked into the telephone lines, because I know people will want to call you, Maxine, and ask you questions. So I want to allow for that in the second hour. But before we do that, we're going to go to break, and I'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do
you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Project Camelot with Avora Radio, and we are talking to Maxine Taylor about her book, Move Into the Magic, as well as astrology, not only personal astrology, but we're going to look at the astrology for 2012, in theory for, well, the planet, but also the United States in particular, I suppose. And what I'm going to do here is open up the phone lines, and the call-in number is 218-339-8525, and I'll repeat that. So it's 218-339-8525, and we're going to try to take calls as we go based on the information you've been hearing so far from Maxine, which I'm sure is provoking a lot of questions. We are having a problem with our chat room this evening. Our server has exceeded bandwidth. I'm not sure what the cause is. I have been on the phone during the break with the hosting service. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to fix it or not. So just letting you know. Maxine, are you there?
Yes, I am, Carrie. And you know what came to me while you were talking about this, honey? People really want to hear about themselves. They want to know what's in store for them. Yes, of course, we're interested in knowing what's going on cosmically, naturally. But I have found over the years that people really want to hear about themselves. And what I would be happy to do, since people can't call in and give me their birth data as we might have hoped that they could have, I'd be happy to tell, to give a thumbnail forecast for each of the 12 signs for, let's say, the first 6 months of the year. Okay. If that is something that you think the listeners might enjoy.
Sure. I think that would be great. And from there, we can go on to, because, you know, we have a certain kind of audience here at Camelot, and a lot of them are going to be curious what's going to happen to the planet, what is going to go on, because there are so many prophecies out there. And I personally will be very interested to hear your take on 2012. And, in fact, if you can go beyond 2012, that would be interesting as well.
I have a couple of things I've prepared just for your show with that in mind. So, yes, I'd be delighted. But let's start microcosmically and give our listeners
absolutely
information on themselves. You know, after you hear about yourself, then you can listen to the bigger picture. Because the truth is, Carrie, just because a planet is circling, so to speak, it is not going to affect everyone the same way. It may not affect, and when I say affect, I'm of the school that believes that the planets don't make us do anything. The planets are reflecting what's going on. There's, Stevie Nicks in Landslide calls it, oh, mirror in the sky. The planets are put in the heavens as signs, and all you have to do is read them, and they reflect what's going on. So I would be delighted to talk about what all the different signs are going to be experiencing in their own way, let's say the first 6 months of the year, okay? And let's start with Aries. It's the first sign of the zodiac. Well, the planet Uranus, which is the awakener, has been running amok in Aries, and they're busting loose. And they're going to continue to bust loose all of the next several years. This is absolutely awesome. They're going to want more control over their career and should be in a position to get more control or transform their careers. Now, you might say, well, gosh, there are a lot of people born under the sign of Aries. Is this true of all of them? The truth is that every Aries is learning these lessons. And if we got a group of them together and they shared what had been going on the past year, even though they're in different age groups, different ethnic groups perhaps, different places in their career, they would be learning the same lessons. This is a year when they're going to be throwing themselves, it's a great year to throw yourself into your job, and whatever lessons about partnership you have not yet learned, Aries, you will be able to work through by October. Okay? Now, does this mean every single partnership relationship? No. But Saturn has been in your in Libra, which is your house of partnership, and it's making partnerships frustrating and difficult and tough at times because other people tend to hold you down because you're wanting to bust loose. That's Aries. Now, Taurus is rebelling and has been rebelling privately, very privately. Interestingly enough, for the first half of the year, for most of the year, Taurians are going to want to play more, and this is great. I love it. They will be able to put more of their spiritual attributes, spiritual inclinations into operation with the groups that they belong to. But old friendships may kind of fall by the wayside because Taurians are totally transforming their belief systems. They're starting to really see it. And again, it's not fair to generalize. But you'll find that Taurians are opening their eyes more and more. Gemini is our next sign, and Gemini is busting loose in the area of friends. But their children have been holding them back. And when I say children, these can be literally children or children of the mind or the body. Gemini has been a psychic detective, wanting to look beneath the surface at what is really going on and ready to put their dreams into operation in their careers, even if it means dissolving the present career. This is an awesome time for Geminis to step forward and say, this is my dream, this is my passion, this is what I've wanted to do forever. By God, I'm going to do it. Cancerians, very, very interesting. They're really going to have to speak their mind. They're going to rebel publicly. We're going to see it. Their careers are going to, they're going to bust loose from careers. They will be more spiritually inclined, which is gorgeous. And they may find that the people they deal with are trying to control them more and more and more because they're busting loose, like Aries is busting loose. And they will be free from domestic anchors, let's say, by October. Leo. Oh, Leo is such a dynamic sign. You know, the party does not begin until Leo shows up. I always invite Leos to my parties. Leos have been going through a very serious time with their thinking, which is sort of unusual because Leo knows life is a game. You just need to play it. But they've been very serious about their thinking, and there's something about their work, their jobs, that is in a process of being totally transformed. I love this. Yes, they are absolute psychic investigators for the next several years. But what I'm thrilled to say is that a lot of Leos can have the wool pulled over their eyes. They can be deceived. And I'm happy to say that for the next several years, that's moving out of range. That's awesome. Now, Virgo is our next sign, and Virgo's coming into their own. Absolutely. Virgo, the mantra for Virgo, certainly the first part, the first half of the year is my way or the highway. And financial restrictions will be moving on by October. They're revamping their relationship with their kids, absolutely, and partnership relationships, whether romantic or business. They're kind of letting go of those that haven't worked. This is very helpful. Their image is changing. People are not perceiving them clearly because they can morph into anything that anyone wants these next few years. And because they are the sign of service, my suggestion to Virgos is be very selective of those people that you serve. There's a giving quality, a need to be needed about Virgos. Be selective, Virgo. Now, Libra is our next sign, and Libra has grown up the past 2 years. They've taken charge, and they've said, look, this is it. I'm doing it my way, and I love that. The very foundation of their life has been undergoing a change, whether it's home or family. It's been changing. They are very idealistic about their work, too. Sort of like Gemini saying, I've got to put my dream into action in my career. Libra says, I've got to put my dream into action in my job. And man, oh man, the unique people that Libra is bringing into their lives, whoo! And people are saying, my, my, what's come over Libra? Well, Libra has taken charge. Now, the next sign is Scorpio, and Scorpio is the most powerful sign in the entire zodiac. I don't know if people realize how powerful Scorpio is. Scorpios will come into their own after October, and they are going to take charge. And, you know, when a Scorpio makes up its mind to do something, by God, it gets the job done. Their thinking is undergoing a total transformation, and they are really watching their words very carefully because they understand how words can manipulate. Fun is the operative word for Scorpio this year. They got to have fun. But they, too, may be changing their work, being more innovative, inventive, and independent. Now, Sagittarius is our next. This will continue after the break, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
I see the death of you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we're talking to Maxine Taylor. We've been detailing the astrology for 2012 for the various signs. And I believe we have one, maybe two left.
Well,
Sagittarius and Capricorn.
Well, we started with, I think we're up to Sagittarius. So we've got Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. And after that, I'll be delighted to go into some of the astrological aspects that the country has already experienced and what we can look forward to in the next couple of years.
Great.
Shall I just pick up with good old Sag, because they're waiting. Sag,
yes, absolutely.
Says, okay, I want to hear what you got to say about me. Sagittarius' values are undergoing a total change. You know, Sagittarius spreads its wings and soars above the clouds. They really love freedom. And they're ready to kick up their heels. They've been rebelling and having a blast, and I think they really should. I mean, I really do think they should. The very foundation of their lives seems to be dissolving. It's almost as if they're unfettered now, which I think is great. And they're going to, in the second half of the year, they're going to be entering a preparatory time for approximately 2.5 years that is going to prepare them to step into their own, move into their own. Their values are changing, and this can be very cool. This can be incredibly positive. Now, Capricorn, very, very interesting what's been going on with Capricorn. Pluto, the planet of transformation, all or nothing, death and rebirth, has been in the sign Capricorn. It's going to be there for several years. And what's going on right now is that the sun is in Capricorn, of course, and it is conjunct Pluto, meaning next to Pluto. And so people born right around now, December 25th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 30th, have been experiencing a transformation. And those people in who are Capricorns who were born later will experience this for the next several years. It's a total transformation where they say, out with the old, in with the new. I love it. Because Capricorn, if you're a Capricorn, you don't mope, you don't hope, you cope. Capricorn rules by delegated authority, and Capricorn is tradition, and Pluto, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself here because I'm getting into the more cosmic picture, but with Pluto in Capricorn, Pluto has been blasting through all traditions, as you very well know. Again, I'm preaching to the choir, and that's what every Capricorn is undergoing right now, which is awesome. They are more inspired, which is very interesting, and I see a polarity. Here again, I'm jumping ahead, Carrie. I see a polarity. Those who are of a global consciousness and those who are more of a local consciousness. Those who see the big picture and are ready to, I know there's a lot of talk about the ascension principle, who are ready to move into fourth dimensional thinking and living and being, which involves off-planet life and contact, etc. And so Capricorns are ready for that, which I think is great. And the foundation of their life has been undergoing a big change. By the second half of the year, by October, they will not need to be in a position of leadership the way they are now. So what this means, even though every Capricorn running for public office has their own chart, by October, they will experience less of a need to be in a position of limelight, and they can work more with groups. Aquarius is one of my favorite signs because the Aquarian, before I realized that all of us are spirit and that we all came from some other planet besides Earth, I used to tell my Aquarian clients, quit trying to be an Earthling. It ain't gonna happen, honey. There's no way, and why would you want to be? The Aquarian marches to his or her own drumbeat. The Aquarian says, am I crazy or is the world crazy? And I always tell the Aquarian, look around you, sweetheart. It's not you. It reminds you of that wonderful Billy Currington song, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Well, that's the bumper sticker for Aquarians. And Aquarians have been traditionally very outspoken, and they really are now, too. Their thinking is undergoing a big change. They are not materialistic. Now, here again, I know you know some Aquarian who's totally focused on money, but what's going on for them now is their values are changing. It's less about money. It's more about the global community. And the second half of the year, probably more like October, Aquarians will step into their leadership role as never before. But they want to control from behind the scenes. They're not looking for the limelight. They just want to be free to do their thing. And last but not least is Pisces. And Neptune is entering Pisces very shortly. It's going to be leaving Aquarius, and the Aquarian will not be confused any longer, I want to say, by February. But, oh, boy, will Pisces ever be confused, because Neptune rules Pisces. Neptune is divine inspiration, and Neptune can also be escape. And so we find people with strong Pisces in their charts, especially early degrees of Pisces, will be escaping more, whether it's alcohol or food or movies or sleeping or make-believe. And Neptune in Pisces can be either divine inspiration or incredible make-believe. And I think we're already starting to see that in the world. That is going to continue for, gosh, probably, oh, gosh, I've got an ephemeris here that's good for 10 years. I'll just say the next 20 years or so. And so we're going to see a polarization, if I may say this on the air. Those who continue to baffle us with bullshit, and those who are truly divinely inspired. And sometimes it's difficult to discern which is which. But that's what Neptune and Pisces brings. And so that's what Pisceans are going through. Their values are undergoing a huge change. But Saturn is going to help them see the big picture, or at least Saturn says they're seeing the big picture, by October. And they're going to be able to look at it realistically, logically, and perhaps be inspired to contribute to it personally. So I hope that that satisfies your listeners, Carrie. Everybody really wants to hear about themselves, so I love to do that for them. Do you have any questions that you would like to ask me about that?
No, you know, I want to say that I'm a Gemini and that you hit it right on the head.
Are you a Gemini also?
Yeah. Why, are you a Gemini?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. So we can talk all night and all day, right?
Oh, absolutely, honey. Absolutely. And people think there are two of us, but there are really four of us here. But don't you love the fact that Neptune is on our midheaven? It's right there at the top of our chart, and we're putting our dream into operation. And we're dissolving the old very gently. I mean, when I wrote this Move Into the Magic book, what did we start talking about? I'm an astrologer. I'm a healer. And we started talking about Move Into the Magic because that's what the world needs. And we're putting our dream into action publicly. You do it every time you go on the air. I do it with my guests on my radio show every time I go on the air. And let me just say right here, Carrie, anytime you want to be on my show on the Co-Creator Network, if you have something you want to share, please just call me. I'd love to have you back.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Maxine, and I would love to do that, absolutely. Now, we have a caller here, and they've been waiting for quite some time, and I assume they're still there. So I'm going to let them come on here and ask a question, and then we'll move on to the next part. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's fabulous. Sure.
Okay, hold on 1 minute here. Let's see if we can get this to work. So we've got a caller from area code 269. You're on the air with Maxine Taylor and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. I love your show, and thank you for answering my call.
Sure.
I think I'll just keep it simple and see if Maxine can give me a reading this evening. Would that be possible?
Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you this. Do you know your birth date?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you want to give that on the air or not, but if you would like to, you do not have to give your name. I will.
Okay.
I will pull your chart up if you know your exact time of birth. I'll do it right this second,
sure.
And I'd be delighted
sure.
to do that for you.
Okay? It's. Are you ready?
Give me your month, day, and year.
1-1-1959.
01-01-1959. And where were you? Oh, excuse me. And what time of day were you born, sweetheart?
About 2:47 in the afternoon.
Okay, 2:47 p.m. And what city were you born in, darling?
St. Joseph.
Pardon? What?
St. Joseph.
The city and the state. I'm sorry.
Oh, St. Joseph, Michigan.
St. Joseph. Here we go.
Michigan.
Hang on 1 second, baby. I'll be with you in one. Here it is, St. Joseph, okay. Michigan. I'm so grateful we have computers. I used to do this by hand. okay, caller.
I had a friend who did it for me every year, but she passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So thank you.
Oh, wow. Well, you are a gorgeous Capricorn, and you are going through a transformation, absolutely. You are one of the most powerful people. People don't know that. With your Sun and Saturn in the 8th house, Carrie, how long do you want me to talk, baby, on each caller's chart?
Well, you know, just give this person maybe 5 minutes or so, and then we can move on to the next part simply so that we don't, you know, centralize it on one person.
Awesome.
Sounds great. You have a Gemini ascendant, which means that you love to talk. You will be youthful forever. Your father's message, your daddy's message, was to look beneath the surface at what is really going on. And in this lifetime, this is what gives me goosebumps, your ego is undergoing a total transformation. And with Pluto going over your sun these next couple of years, you're going through it right now, darling. This is awesome. Also, what you've worked through, I'm happy to tell you, is fear of the unknown is gone. You are willing to look beneath the surface at what's really going on. You do not want the limelight. You're looking for privacy because you can work best behind the scenes. I love that. Now, you've got to have fun in what you do. You've got the moon in the 5th house, and mommy's message was to have fun. But at the time of your birth, there might have been disharmony between mom and dad. And so that was a message that was given to you, which, of course, you can work out. Now, one of the most gorgeous things about your chart is your beautiful North Node, Vertex, Neptune, and Jupiter in your 6th house. If that doesn't mean anything to you, don't worry. I'm saying that for the benefit of those people who do. You want to work at something, number one, you believe in, and number two, you are willing to sacrifice for. You are a giver. You have only one planet on the left-hand side of your chart. Everything else is on the right-hand side. You give, and you give, and you give. And you are a person who can help other people get very clear on their values and what is important to them. The one-on-one relationship is very important to you, whether it's a business relationship or a personal relationship. And so you always have to have that one other person there, which is wonderful. And you know how people can manipulate you. It's very, very simple. All they have to say is, I need you. When someone says they need you, what they're saying is, they love you. So be discerning, be selective, and you're always going to be busy because you love to give. I mentioned this earlier, whether to animals, whether you can work in a health-related area, but it's about giving. But also hearing what people are not saying. You are more and more becoming the psychic detective, and with that gorgeous Venus in your 9th house, you're a woman of truth. I hope that gives you what you were looking for.
It's right on target.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Maxine.
That was very
awesome.
Okay, thank you so much, caller.
Do you have a minute to tell me what I have to look forward to this year?
Well, as a Capricorn, I can't underscore it enough. With Pluto crossing your sun, you are undergoing a personal metamorphosis, not just this year, but next year as well. It's already begun. It has already begun. And your eclipse patterns for this year are you and other people, you and other people. And so you'll step forward, you'll do your thing, and then you will follow what other people want. And so it's all about balance. And your moon in Libra will adore that.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Thank you, Maxine.
You're very
welcome. You bless you. Thanks, Carrie, and you too have a good evening.
No problem. Thank you so much, caller. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully other people were able to also maybe pick up some clues there for themselves. If there was something you said that was similar in their chart, maybe they picked up some key ideas there. So, Maxine, we do not have any other callers on the line just this moment, but if you could go from here into what's going on with the United States, and if you have anything to say about, you know, Europe or any other area of the planet, feel free to talk about that as well.
Okay, well, gosh. Now, of course, you know, with both of us being Gemini, we don't need any other callers. But we welcome you, callers. We really do. And can I just say here, if anybody has any questions or if they want to contact me, please go to my website, MaxineTaylor.com, and I would be delighted to speak with you. What happens when I'm on the radio, Carrie, is I get bombarded with people who really want to make an appointment with me, and that's fine. I love that. But anyhow, okay, so just contact me if you've got a need for a personal chart. Of course, I'll be glad to do it. Now,
okay, we're going to come right back, Maxine, and go to the world chart.
Okay.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeleyte water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeleyte banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating, or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is.
Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Maxine Taylor. And Maxine, we are coming quickly towards the last half hour of the show, and so I want to make sure that we get everything in here that we can possibly get in.
Yes.
We do have some callers lining up on the line. I guess they got a bit of what you have to offer, and now they're all interested.
Of course.
So I know that those callers will be patient, but let's at least cover a little bit of what you see in the future for the United States at this time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, first of all, I want to go into some things that are going to affect everybody. And when I say affect, that's in quotes. Most people who know anything about astrology know that Mercury, the planet of communication, goes retrograde about 3 times a year, and Venus will jump in a couple of times. But this year, every planet but the Sun and the Moon, which never go retrograde, at one time or another. And the biggest one that I'm looking at here, besides Mercury and Venus, I don't want to get into those. I do that in my Celestial Events newsletter. And for those of you who might want a bigger, a picture during the rest of the year, just sign up for my newsletter. It's free, and we can do that, online. I want to talk about Mars going retrograde because Mars is the planet of action. And when it goes retrograde, which it does every few years, let me explain. When a planet goes retrograde, it appears to be moving backwards in the heavens. It's not, but it feels like that. Well, Mars is action. It's the planet of war. It's the planet of energy and action. And when Mars goes retrograde, things come to a halt. The economy, the business, the ongoing activities just kind of, they're on pause. It's not confusing like it is during a retrograde Mercury carry or a retrograde Venus, which mimics a retrograde Mercury, but it's definitely what happened. And Mars is going to go retrograde January 23rd. in Virgo, and it's going to go direct April 14th in Virgo. And this is why Virgos will feel this, Virgos and Pisces and Geminis and Sagittarians. We all will feel that very strongly. The whole world will feel it. Watch the news. Watch what's going on. Ain't nothing going to start moving forward till after April 14th, okay? Now, having said that, I'm going to jump forward, Carrie, and typical Gemini, I'm going to talk like a motor mouth here and cover everything about the United States chart that I possibly can, and then we'll speak more cosmically on a just a more universal level. First of all, I love eclipses. Whenever we have an eclipse, things pop, they happen. If we have time at the end, I'll go over the eclipse patterns for each sign. But I've got to go back to the eclipses that we had November 25th and December 10th, simply because we feel those about a week before they occur, and they're with us till the next pair come along, and that'll be in May. But they're really strongest 3 to 4 months after they occurred. And David Wilcock talked about how sick he got with a December 10th eclipse. Well, looking at the United States chart, I've got to talk about the November 25th eclipse fell in the United States' sixth house. There are many charts out there for the United States. I use the one with a 7.5 of Gemini ascendant. I've always felt that I was an American, and as a Gemini, I identify with that. The eclipse on November 25th fell in the sixth house, which rules health, civil servants, jobs, the Army and Navy, the police, the laboring people. That was activated, my God. Just look at the news. But if that were not enough to really just open our eyes, December 10th, that eclipse was in Gemini. In the first house of the United States chart, it sat on our Mars. Mars is passion. Mars is action. Mars is let's take action right now. It rules the first house of the zodiac. The first house is the political mood and the attitude of the people. And when Mars is hit, we're fighting. And isn't that what is absolutely going on now, Carrie? I mean, it just blows me away. But
yeah,
let's move forward. I want to move forward to the eclipse patterns that are going to be happening in the rest of the year. So, you know, hindsight is 2020. So let me kind of prognosticate here. On May 20th, we're going to have another eclipse. This one falls in our 12th house. The 12th house deals with behind-the-scenes activities. Carrie, we cannot, maybe you on your show can unearth some of these things, but whenever there's a 12th house eclipse, it's behind closed doors. The 12th house rules spies, hidden enemies, prisons, crime, hospitals, seclusion, things that go on behind the scenes. Now, I don't think that's unusual because everybody experiences a 12th house eclipse at various points in their life. But in the United States chart, that is what's triggered with a May 20th eclipse. So you've got your work cut out for you, girlfriend. And then June 4th, we'll have the second of that pair because they occur in pairs. And that one is in the United States' seventh house. And what is triggered then are lawsuits, war, politics. It doesn't mean open war. The seventh houses are our open enemies. Seventh house rules lawyers, okay? It rules international affairs. And it rules the lower courts. So there's a lot of litigation that's going to be going on. A lot of things coming to light. Again, Carrie, this is where you come in. This is where you can, as you always do, make a difference. But then, in November, we have two more eclipses that I got to tell you about. The first one is November 13th. Again, the sixth house of the United States is triggered. Again, let me go over what that is. The Army and Navy, the military, the health of the public. So we're talking about health care, health reform, all of that good stuff. jobs, the working class, our food, the police, our civil servants, but mainly our jobs. Now, you might say, well, what does that mean? Are we going to get more jobs? Are we going to get less jobs, fewer jobs? What it means is that area is triggered, and it's up to us to decide how to use that. And so the final eclipse of 2012 is November 28th, and it sits right smack dab on the ascendant of the United States chart, which is 7.5 degrees of Gemini. And what I said earlier about the December 10th eclipse triggering our passions, our personal pride, our attitude, our me first, I'm doing it my way. And this was a very positive eclipse, the way it triggered our moon and Saturn in the United States chart. This November 28th eclipse is even more powerful. It sits on our Uranus, and Uranus is the rebel. Uranus is the awakener. Uranus is explosion, and the people are going to probably, how can I put this tactfully, explode. They're going to bust loose. They're going to rebel. And I don't mean that they're going to cause a war. I'm not saying that. But that's the mood of the people. And everybody is about doing their thing. So I feel like we're going to have our hands full with the attitude of the people in response to what is going on. So let me go a little further and just look at the United States chart from the standpoint of what is triggered. The biggest aspect, and those of you who study astrology probably know where I'm going to be going in a second, when I talk about Uranus squaring Pluto. Uranus is the planet of rebellion, as I mentioned. It's called Get on Your Harley and Ride. It is squaring Pluto, which is the planet of total explosion, all or nothing. Pluto is the planet of control, but when it is squared, and that's an aspect that sort of kicks it in the butt, if I may use, you know, that terminology, because that really explains it. That's when things explode. That's it affects the money of the country. It affects the mood of the country. It doesn't mean civil war. I'm not saying that at all. And I'm not, please don't take me wrong. But this is an aspect that has been in effect before, and I'm not sure the exact years, but it was right around the crash in 29, and I'd have to look back in the ephemeris. I don't have the years in front of me, but it's that kind of rebellion and upheaval, total transformation, and with Uranus scoring Pluto, Pluto is sitting in the eighth house in the United States chart of taxes and debts and joint finances. This is other people's money. In other words, the money of the people. Very, very interesting. Now, Pluto has been in opposition to the planets in our second house, and that's our income. And so there has been a control over our income. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so I'm understating it. We all know that.
Maxine, can I stop you right here and just ask you to say when Uranus goes into square with Pluto, for how long it lasts?
Yes, darling. Forgive me. I meant to do that earlier. Thank you. It has already started. It's 2012 through 2016. Does that fit with what you were looking at?
Okay, so the entire time they're going to be in a square formation?
Yes, darling.
Wow.
Yes, and we're going to see this in different areas of life. Uranus in the United States chart is in the 11th house. The 11th house rules Congress, congressmen, legislation, and the Treasury. So things are stirred up there, and rightly so. And Pluto is in the 8th house of taxes and debts and death and other people's money. It doesn't mean we're going to die, but it's the ending of things. And so this deals with taxes. Uranus is rebelling against all of that. And Uranus in the 11th house is shaking up Congress, needless to say. And this will continue for 4 years.
Okay, that's substantial. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there was something else I wanted to mention. Here we go. Saturn is going to, Saturn has entered our sixth house in the U.S. chart. The sixth house is the health of the public. And so we're talking about health issues. We're talking about, when we talk about eighth house matters, we're talking Social Security. That's taxes. That's debts. That's other people's money. With Saturn in our sixth house, we're really getting firm about our jobs, about our health, about the military, about police. This is the working class. And when Saturn moves into a house, it can restrict it or it can give it strength. We have a choice. We live in a third-dimensional world, and so we deal with opposites. And I never know which way it's going to go, particularly in a mundane chart. Now, Neptune, the planet of wishful thinking and idealization and obfuscation, has been in our 10th house. The 10th house is the president. It's the party in power. It's our public image as well. And it's been there for many years. Neptune has been going through our 10th house for many years. It's been squaring our ascendant in the United States chart and our Uranus. And that means we're confused. There is information coming down the pike, and the people are confused. Neptune is the planet. Neptune and Pluto deal with hypnosis. And so Neptune is obfuscation. It's a smoke screen. And I'm very happy to say that that will not be going on forever. I'll tell you when that should work itself through. It will work itself through by the end of, by 2017. So I'm going long range.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
We're going to have quite a ways to go in that regard, apparently.
Absolutely. You know, it didn't start overnight. It ain't going to end overnight. But if we know it, we can deal with it. So, does that...
Okay. That's a great beginning. Now, because we have callers hanging on, and I guess some of them have dropped off since, and I don't know what you want to do here, do you have any last, maybe, sort of... very succinct. Well, we're going to go to a break and then we'll come back. But if you want to sum that up, and then maybe we'll take a couple callers to wrap up the rest of the show.
I'd love to do the callers.
Okay, let's do that. So we'll be right back with Maxine Taylor.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers
manufacturers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
City Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are on the air with Maxine Taylor having a very interesting discussion about 2012 and what the astrology of chart of the U.S. looks like, as well as the energetics out there for individuals. And Maxine, we have had discussed going on and talking to the callers, which I think is a good move. I do have one question in the chat. And
yes.
By the way, we have a new chat link that we've been putting up on the site, and hopefully people will find it gradually. I also tweeted it out there, so we've gotten some more people to join. One person is saying they just don't get astrology, and they wondered if you might explain how it works. And I know that's a large...
Oh, my God, do we have another day? Okay, astrology. All right. We have the macrocosm, which is the cosmos, and we have the microcosm, which is us and our lives. We are all related. There is no happenstance in the universe. Everything is out there to show us as a sign to us what is going on. For thousands and thousands of years, people have been described by their sun signs, and astrology is a marvelous tool for understanding what makes you tick and how you can be your highest and best. I'm about that. So astrology works the same way algebra works. In other words, algebra works. Astrology is an empirical science that has proven the test of time for thousands of years. You either know algebra works or you do not yet know that it works. You work algebra, you know it works. If you've had your chart done by a competent astrologer, you know it works. It's a wonderful tool for understanding yourself, and it's a marvelous tool for knowing what your path is in the coming year. It doesn't say you're going to do this or you're going to do that, but it tells you when to zig and when to zag. And I don't think I can do astrology justice in 5 minutes. So I hope that works. And, you know, for those for whom astrology doesn't work, so be it. Are you there, Carrie?
Okay, yes, we're hearing some background talk here. I'm not sure why, what's going on with the channel. We seem to have more than one person on the air.
Hello? Ah.
Hi, I think we've got the radio show background. Hello, hello, hello.
I'm here.
Okay, hello?
I'm here, Carrie.
Okay, great.
Okay.
We're going to have to go to a caller now, so one moment here. We've got a caller at 808. Caller, you're on the air with Maxine Taylor and Carrie Cassidy.
And maybe not.
Okay, caller, area code 808. Are you there? Okay, I guess not. That doesn't seem to be working. I'm not sure what's going on there. Let's try one more person. Area code 407. You are on the air with Carrie Cassidy and Maxine Taylor. Hello?
I wonder if they can hear you, Carrie.
Okay, it looks like we're having some difficulties. So let's move on. Actually, I have a question for you, Maxine. You were talking about Mars is going to go retrograde on the 23rd of January, and I have to say that that's going to throw a lot of wrenches into people's plans that want to hit the new year running, as many of us will.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting. Is there anything else planetarily happening at the same time? In other words, what's Jupiter doing during that time? What's Venus doing? Is there any positive signs that will sort of help people get through a stymied Mars situation, because that can really frustrate you?
Yes, it really can. And I'm calling 2012 the year of the retrogrades, because while Mars goes retrograde on January 23rd, Mercury goes retrograde March 12th, and it goes direct on April 4th, and then Mars on April 14th, and that's how it seems to be going. There's an overlap all year. So what I'm telling all of my clients is it's going to be stop-go, roll with it. The reason it's stop-go is to rethink. You know, sometimes we can jump into the deep end of the pool, and then we think, darn, I probably would have been smart to be wearing a bathing suit when I jumped into the pool. So when we have these retrogrades, they're not necessarily terrible. They're not necessarily horrible. What they are times to pull back, regroup, and rethink. And then when they go direct, launch, because then whatever mistakes you would have made, you've worked out. And that's the deal. So I don't look at them. Well, you know, as Geminis, Carrie, you and I are action-oriented. I mean, we want to be moving yesterday. We've got to be on the move. And it's very frustrating to us when a planet goes retrograde. But I have finally learned some patience and realized that even though I think my plan is brilliant and I want to throw it into action, If I'll just wait until after Mercury or Venus or Mars goes direct, oh, it's much better. Now, you asked about Jupiter, and Jupiter has been in Taurus for a while, and Jupiter rules joy and abundance and money and all that good stuff, and I'm thrilled to tell you that it went direct on Monday. And so Jupiter,
okay.
The great benefic,
like
is helping wherever it falls in our charts. It's bringing blessings and abundance. And when I say bringing, of course, that's in quotes. And Jupiter is going to stay in Taurus until June, when it goes into our favorite sign, Carrie, Gemini. And that is when Gemini comes into their own. Right now, Taurus is coming into its own. So there are blessings all over the place. But
okay.
You know what I tell people, Carrie? It doesn't matter what the planets are indicating. The only thing that matters is what they are indicating in your chart. And I don't mean that from a selfish standpoint. A lot of people blame the planets for things going wrong in their lives. When I do a chart on someone, they'll say, oh, the economy, oh, this, oh, that. We are the creators of our life. We can create it the way we want to. Yes, we are global. We think globally. We have a global consciousness. But if it doesn't affect you, if it doesn't hinder you, quit worrying about it. I mean, it's just very practical and matter of fact. If I do somebody's chart, let me just say, there are always people who are doing well. And I think their attitude has a lot to do with it. If you come from fear, that's going to hold you down and back. Now, fear is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn rules older.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second here. Sorry about this. We have a number of callers. Maxine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, darling.
Okay. So I was checking out whether or not the mute button was working this time round, so before we started with the callers, and obviously it is working. So this time we're going to be able to hear the callers. So as you were saying, just to wrap that segment up, you were basically saying it's really how we deal with what happens,
yeah,
astrologically to us or in our charts, and then from there on we're the creators. We actually can approach whatever comes our way in the way that we desire. And,
perfect.
And you can basically kind of make lemonade or not out of lemons, right?
Absolutely, honey. You and I are on the same page.
Okay. So very sorry for the logistical issues here. We've got some crazy things going on. I'm going to take caller area code 407 and basically bring you on the line, and this time it will work. So area code 407, you're talking to Maxine Taylor and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Maxine. Happy holidays.
And to you.
Thank you.
And what can we do for you, darling?
Well, you were giving personal readings. Your global readings are also very interesting. I was just wondering which way I should zig or zag for this coming year.
Which way you should what?
Zig or zag.
Ah, zig or zag. Well, let's do this. Hang on one second. I'm going to need your birth information. So hold on one second.
Okay. Now, I hate to tell you this, but we actually only have a few minutes left in the show. So this is going to have to go very quickly.
I'll tell you how we'll do it, Carrie. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, we just have a few minutes here to, just a minute and a half, really, to give your website and to wrap up. I'm very sorry, caller. I know people would have loved to hear more from you, Maxine. We'll do this again real soon. Please give your website and whatever wrap-up information.
Absolutely. Please, my website is MaxineTaylor.com. Please feel free, if you're ready for a reading, go to my website. The prices are listed. Everything is listed. I'm going to give you a very positive reading, because that's where I come from. And I wish you all the blessings of Jupiter and Venus.
Okay, take care and Happy New Year, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed? Tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.